Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer, bring you another visit with Fibber McGee and Molly. Again, we invite you to listen to the transcribed adventures of Fibber McGee and Molly. The show is written by Phil Leslie and directed by Max Huttle. Our story will be underway in just a minute.
Heavenly days, McGee. What are you doing?
This, my dear, is a little invention of mine that's going to revolutionize the sale of Alka-Seltzer and make us our first million. I call it McGee's Handy Dandy Zip Open 4-Tablet Pocket Pack of Alka-Seltzer.
Well, that's a short and snappy name. Easy to remember, too.
All you do is zip open the cellophane wrapper, and there you've got 4 Alka-Seltzer tablets, each one in its own foil wrapper.
But, dearie...
You can carry McGee's handy-dandy zip-open 4-tablet pocket pack of Alka-Seltzer with you wherever you go.
Yes,
you can put it in your pocket, your purse, your briefcase, your overnight bag, your glove compartment, your golf bag.
McGee...
Now, listen, kiddo. Think of all the people who have headaches and upset stomachs and don't always have an Alka-Seltzer handy.
Why, it'll...
McGee...
You were saying something, Molly?
The Alka-Seltzer people already have a handy pack of 4 tablets just like you described, and they're selling it every day in the stores.
Well, dad rat. Why is it that every time a real scientific mind like mine comes up with something, some bloke has got to think of it?
The big deal shaping up at 79 Wistful Vista this morning has to do with Wallace Wimple, who's leaving town this afternoon. Mr. McGee is on the phone about it now.
Yeah, Otto. He's moving to Chicago this afternoon. Yeah, he's got a good job lined up there.
I'll get it, McGee.
Sure, we'll all hate to see him go, so here's what we're going to do. All us brother Elks of Wimps are going to meet him at the Union Station at 1 o'clock and give him a big send-off.
Come on in, Dr. Gamble. He's on the phone.
No. Wimp don't know a thing about it. Yeah, big surprise for him.
I'll just throw him a coat here, Molly.
Yeah, well, we'll see you out there, Otto. Swell. Goodbye. Hi, Fatsel.
How's it shaping up? Okay?
Oh, just great, Doc. All Wimp's friends are sorry to hear he's leaving, and practically all of them are going to be down at the Union Station.
Oh, good.
I told all the guys if they see him around today to duck, because if they don't talk to him, they won't give it away.
Oh, hey, I didn't tell you how I came out with a collection at the Elks last night, McGee.
Oh, I was going to ask. Don't worry. I gave you $5 of mine to start it off with, don't forget. I'd asked.
Well, I used your $5 and my $5 to start it with and collected a grand total of $47.
Oh, boy, swell. $47?
My goodness, that is a grand total.
So I thought instead of buying a present, we'd just put it in a new wallet and hand it to him from his fellow Elks.
Oh, that's just wonderful, Doctor. Mr. Wimple's such a nice little man. I just hate to see him move away.
Yeah, so do I.
Gee, I remember the first time I ever saw him. He was in Kramer's drugstore, buying some bandages.
Yeah. Kramer's gonna miss Wally's bandage trade.
Well, it turned out that Mr. Wimple had rescued a hummingbird with an injured leg and nursed it back to health.
Yeah?
And the hummingbird had just gotten well enough that day to run its little bill through Mr. Wimple's thumb.
Well, that's the story of Wallace's life, I'm afraid. Always quiet and uncomplaining, though. Always cheerful. We've had a lot of laughs together, McGee, you and Wally and me.
I'll say we have. You remember the time we were fishing out at Dugan's Lake and Wimp stood up to get a fish hook loose from his hat?
Sure.
And you rocked the boat and tipped him over the side into 20 foot of water?
Huh?
Boy, the look on his face... Say, that was a pretty dirty trick, come to think of it, Doctor.
And a dangerous trick, too.
Yes, it was. But it wasn't me who rocked that boat, you little saboteur. It was you, and you know it.
Me?
Yeah.
Well, how you can... Oh... Yeah, I guess that was me.
Yes. I was the one who jumped in after him and held him up to keep him from drowning.
Well, naturally, you'd be the one to hold him up. You're buoyant.
Oh.
My gosh, throwing you to a drowning man is just like throwing him a rubber life raft, you big blimp. I couldn't go in after him. I sink.
All that lead, probably.
Yes, in other words, I'm a floater and you're a dirty little sinker, right?
Well, gee whiz, you've done Wally Wimple some dirty tricks, too, George. How about that time you greased the thumb holes on his bowling ball?
Oh, no, he didn't.
Wasn't any worse than you putting that chewing gum on the tip of his pool cue in the tournament.
Well, frankly, I think you both ought to be ashamed of yourselves, the way you've treated Mr. Wimple.
Ah, gee, Molly, it was all in fun. Wally didn't mind it.
And besides, we're really going to make it up to him today, kiddo. By George, we're going to give old Wimp a send-off that he'll never forget today. We'll make that little guy feel like a king.
Yes, sir.
We'll surround him with so many good friends and good presents and good wishes and good grief. Look what time it is. Come on, let's get started.
In a moment, we'll return to Fibber McGee and Molly.
No matter what your age, your need for vitamins never stops. You cannot look and feel your best if you don't get enough vitamins. Now, when you depend on meals alone to supply enough vitamins, you may run a risk of vitamin shortage. So be on the safe side and take one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets regularly, every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamins fortify your meals with all the vitamins anyone normally needs to take, children and adults. Easy-to-take, one-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets are smooth-coated, and they leave no aftertaste. And you can buy one-a-day brand multiple vitamins for less than 3 cents a tablet. Get them at your drugstore and take them every day. One-a-day brand multiple vitamin tablets.
Now, come on, let's head over this way toward the ticket windows.
Take it easy. We've got plenty of time.
Oh, Mr. McGee. Hi, Mr. McGee. Over here.
Oh, good. There's Les and the old-timer already. Hi, fellas.
Hi, daughter. Hi, Johnny. Hi,
well,
daughter.
Hello.
Hi, old-timer.
How are you doing, Joe? And now, anybody else here yet, fellas? You seen Kramer or Herb Travis?
Nope, not a soul.
I saw Mr. Wimple, though.
Huh? Wimp?
Already? Where? Where is he, Les?
Well, I really couldn't say where he is now, Doctor. I saw him in front of my house this morning.
Oh,
I didn't go out, though. I didn't speak to him at all.
Good, swell. I told everybody to stay away from him so there wouldn't be any chance of tipping off this surprise.
Poor Mr. Wimple. He probably thinks none of us care whether he goes to the end of the world or not.
Oh, when he sees all of us down here to see him off to Chicago, daughter, he'll be as tickled as a pretty girl on a hayride. When a pretty girl goes on a hayride with me, kids, she really
can... Oh, look, there's Mabel, too.
And Mort, yeah.
Over here, Mabel.
Hello, Doctor.
Hello, Kramer. Oh, here comes Boxy Regan and Herb, and... Hey, fellas, over this way.
Hi, Moll. I hope we're not late.
You're not late, Mabel.
Hello, Boxy.
I'd have gotten here sooner, only I baked Mr. Wimple a cake to take with him.
Oh, you did.
Oh, hi, dear.
Hi.
Over here.
Well, come on, everybody. Let's gang up around the corner here by the baggage window. And when Wimp gets here, we'll swarm all over him, see? Now, I'll lead the singing. We'll give him his presents, and then we'll... Me. I'll lead the singing, fellas. Now, just like we rehearsed it now, I'll lead.
Sure, you go ahead and lead, but I won't guarantee to follow you.
I may even be a couple of jumps ahead of you myself, Mr. McGee.
McGee, here he comes. Quiet, everybody.
Oh, yeah, quiet, everybody, quiet. Here comes.
Oh, doesn't he look lonesome, walking along there carrying his suitcase and his bird book?
This town won't be the same without old Wimp.
No, sir, and I bet the birds will sure miss him. Why, he's the best friend they ever had.
Okay, let's sing.
For he's a jolly good fellow, for he's a jolly good fellow, for all he's a jolly good fellow. We hate him to tell him goodbye.
Surprise! Surprise, Wally!
Oh, my goodness. Well, this is just wonderful. All of you down here to tell me... Oh, my.
Oh, we're going to miss you, Mr. Wimple. Here, I baked you a cake for the tray.
Good gracious, a cake? Oh, that's just...
Wallace, so on behalf of your fellow elf...
Here, Wally, I bought you a necktie, going away present.
Going away? Oh, this is just... Oh, Mark, that's such a nice...
All right, everybody, pipe down, will you? Pipe down.
Oh, I'm sorry, Mr. McGee. Excuse me, I'm just so overcome.
Wallace, on behalf of your fellow elks, which all of us hate to see you leave Wistful Vista, and on account of, while you've been a good friend to every one of us, there's some of us that maybe you don't realize how much we think of you, but we do, a lot. It gives me great pleasure to present you with this handsome Wallace wallet, with $47 in it, from all of us.
What? For me?
Yes, boy, it's for you.
I just don't know how to thank you. $47? My goodness, I...
Well, now, you deserve it, Mr. Wimple.
Yeah, and lots of luck with your new job in Chicago, Wallace.
Yeah, let us know how you make out with it, boy.
Oh, I will. I will. I'll tell you all about it when I get back here Friday.
Huh?
Get back?
Back here?
Friday?
Yes. It's a wonderful job, writing Christmas greeting cards, and I can do it right here at home. Mm. I have to go to Chicago to sign the contract, but I'll be back Friday.
But your house. Didn't you sell your house? I heard you tell the barber you were trying to make a deal.
Yeah, a deal on your house, Wallace.
I saw some men looking at it.
Oh, that. Yes, I was trying to make a deal to have it painted, but I couldn't get a good price, so... Oh, I just don't know how to thank you all for being so wonderful to me. Nobody has ever treated me like this. I mean, well, you all make me feel so important.
Your attention, please. Train number 50 for Chicago, now loading at gate 12. Chicago
fast. Good gracious, that's my train. Oh, you don't know what this means to me, my good friends. I'll never forget this. Goodbye now. See you Friday. Don't close that gate, conductor. Mr. Wallace Wimple is going on that train. You just hold it till I get there.
sure was a funny mix-up, wasn't it?
McGee, you stupid dunce.
Of all the idiotic, ridiculous...
$5 I
checked. Wait a minute.
Well, I put in $3.
Let him alone!
Your friends have more to say to you presently.
Most of us like to have fun, I'm sure. And we all know that fun is good for us. But how about you? Do you always feel up to enjoying your fun? There may be times when you don't feel good, from a headache, perhaps, or an upset stomach, or just from general achiness. Well, believe me, that's the time when Alka-Seltzer can be a real friend in need. Drop one or two Alka-Seltzer tablets into a glass of water like this. Listen to it fizz. This action in the glass changes Alka-Seltzer tablets into a liquid, a relief-giving liquid that's easy and natural for your system to absorb. And action in the glass supercharges Alka-Seltzer with lively bubbles. This soothing liquid speeds relief. You'll like Alka-Seltzer for refreshing relief. That's speedy Alka-Seltzer, the favorite of so many, for relief that does so much.
Been a good friend to every one of us. And how many of you guys ever told him so? How many of you ever said, Wallace, you're a good friend. We like you. Yeah, and neither have I either.
Not true.
$47 we chipped in for a going away present for Wimp, because I made a mistake. But you saw the look in his eyes when we handed it to him. You saw how he felt when we showed him how many real friends he's got.
I never saw anybody so moved.
So, if anybody wants their money back, just step forward, that's all. I'll give it to you out of my own pocket. Personal.
Oh, are you out on a limb? $47 is...
Well, not me, Mr. McGee. Mr. Wimple's a swell feller, and I just wouldn't feel right.
Yeah, Wallace, that's a good
little story. Well, that was a wonderful speech, McGee. And you're sweet.
Well, gee whiz. So long, everybody.
See you tomorrow. Bye.
Fibber, McGee, and Molly, transcribed, is brought to you Mondays through Fridays at this time by Miles Laboratories, makers of Alka-Seltzer. Bill Thompson plays the old-timer and Mr. Wimple, Arthur Q. Bryan, Dr. Gamble, Robert Easton, Les, and Mary Jane Croft, Mabel Toops. Kramer was Will Wright, and Mort Toops was Jack Moyle. Now, this is John Wall saying, see you all tomorrow.
Today, listen to One Man's Family on most NBC radio stations.